This show is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
The right to bear arms shall not be infringed. Not be infringed. Not be infringed. Not be infringed. Shall not be infringed. Here comes the nation's Second Amendment watchdog. Stand back, gun grabbers, and welcome to the House of Pain. Brought to you by Frog Lube. Performance made in the USA. This is Lock and Load with Bill Frady. Bill Frady.
Ah, yes, welcome back. Coming to you live from the Frog Lube Performance Made in the USA studio, this is Lock and Load. The number to get in, 877-807-4048. This portion of the show is brought to you by Second Call Defense.
America, hear me. You only think that you've taken all the steps for self-defense? When you call law enforcement, then what? Next, you need to call Second Call Defense. Second Call Defense is there to ensure that you receive your deserved justice. A one-of-a-kind service designed to defend the armed citizen in America from being swept away by a skewed justice system. Complete your preparation today by going to secondcalldefense.org. Now, you are ready.
Check them out. Join them. Go to secondcalldefense.org. Join a group of people that have taken the last step in their self-defense setup. Okay, I want to put this out as a disclaimer. For anybody who knows me, okay, if you find out that I am a military veteran, it is not necessary to come up and thank me for my service. I volunteered for my service. I thought I was getting a jump on what could turn into something big, because this was after the Beirut bombing in Lebanon with the Marine Corps barracks. And I joined the military to kill people. Plain and simple. So, but at the same time, I fully understand this, and I get this. Some people just don't know what to say. So, for that reason, I have adopted this new attitude of I'm just not telling people I was in the military anymore. If they ask me, sure, but it never comes up. It very rarely comes up. People that listen to the show may bring it up, you know? But it very rarely comes up. Even young people, when I was doing radio in Columbia and I was near Fort Jackson and I saw some people with the old first AD patch on their shoulder, denoting on their right shoulder, denoting it was a combat badge, it was a unit they had been in. According to them, and I'm not even sure if this is true, but the first AD was disbanded. But when we got done talking, they thanked me for my service. And I felt, at that point, I got out of the way because, you know, these are people that were still active duty. There's no telling where they're going to be deployed, what they're going to be asked to do. This is a different time. We're coming up on 30 years since I've been, 26 years since I've been out of the military. So it's a different time for them. They exist in a different world than the one I existed in. That doesn't mean that I wouldn't strap up and go with them if I could. That doesn't mean I wouldn't strap up and go with them whether they wanted me to go or not. I mean, if I felt like it was needed, then there are people in the military in my age. Just most of them are generals. Now, Memorial Day, which was yesterday, I got a thank you here and there, which was fine. I put up a little meme on my Facebook page about veterans. About the remaining veterans that, you know, that run around and we look at them and we see old men wearing VFW hats. But, you know, the reason they're wearing VFW hats was back in their day, they were quite the bad boys when out in the field of combat. So, you know, looking at a veteran who is aged today means at some point in the past, this person put it all on the line, was there to put it all on the line, something. Memorial Day has nothing to do with us that we just celebrated. The Memorial Day has nothing to do with us. Most people who are ever in the military, this is statistically correct, most people that are ever in the military survive. Very few of us come out dead, even in combat. I don't go to military posts. I did not retire, so I don't have any real special status. I have never used a single one of my VA benefits. I just got off. I went somewhere to buy some. I wanted a couple of carry-on pieces of luggage, just because that's easier to pack stuff in to go to the NRA function. And so we went to a local a Ross, which is like Marshall's or TJ Maxx, where they're selling markdowns. And they offered me a senior citizen discount. And I asked the young lady, I said, at what point do you start counting people as senior citizens? And she goes very innocently, 51. And I said, how much is that discount? She said, she told me, and I said, yeah, I want to claim that senior citizen discount. You want to see my ID? So, that part of it is, you know, that's I know that. Will you ask him to hold on through the break there, Ben, since we're coming up on the break? I don't want to cut him short. The caller we have, can you get him to hold on through the break? Yeah, just get him to hold on through the break because we've only got like 3 minutes, so I don't know how long it's going to take for him to say what he wants to say. Thank you, sir. But with me, on certain, you know, on it's not necessary to thank me for my service when on, especially on a day when there's a lot of people that didn't. I'm very lucky in a lot of different ways. I'm alive. We got to grow up. We got to get older. We got to watch our children grow up. We got to have grandchildren and watch them start to grow up. And Memorial Day is for those that didn't make it. So, I mean, I'll give you a couple of lists here real quick. In World War II, more than 16 million Americans were in uniform, and of those, not just, you know, not casualties. Casualties were in the millions, but actual deaths, 400,000, or 2.5%. More than 5.7 million were in uniform during the Korean War, with 1.8 million deploying to the theater and 37,000 dying, or 2% of the deployed. During the Vietnam War, 9 million were in the military, with 2.7 million actually serving in the combat zone. The 58,000 American deaths in the war were about 0.65% of 9 million in uniform, about 2% of those who went to Vietnam. The first Gulf War, Desert Storm / Shield, saw 2.3 million in uniform, with 700,000 deploying and about 400 dying. Testament to how lightning quick we won the war, those 400 were 0.06% of those who deployed. In the 15 years of the present two wars, 2.5 million individual Americans have deployed to Iraq and Afghanistan, with just under 7,000 dying. With our population of over 310 million, that's less than 1% of all of us going to war. Of that tiny 1%, the 7,000 who died represent just 0.35% of those who deployed, a third of 1%. So, you know, this Memorial Day, it might have been natural to think about those 7,000 who've died in Afghanistan and Iraq, because those were our sons and daughters and brothers and sisters and nephews and nieces and high school buddies and college chums. If only knowing them by name or face, but by a couple of degrees removed as a relative or a friend or a friend of a friend. But on Memorial Day, we should remember the 58,000 of Vietnam. We should remember the 400,000 of World War II. We should remember them all because of such. It is such a rare thing to give everything. And those who give everything should have their Memorial Day. But you don't have to thank me for my service. I was very happy to do it for you. We'll be right back. We'll be right back.
What would you call a gun shop that's sought out and listened to the calls from the tactical community? A shop that looks like a tactical operator's boutique. The only name that makes sense is Reactive Gunworks. Reactive Gunworks specializes in making the hard-to-get more easily obtained. No more waiting for the build or availability. Reactive Gunworks seeks out the latest and the best with a discerning taste. Go to ReactiveGunworks.com. The weapons you want without any delays.
In a time as life situation, do you have everything you need? Dark Angel is the answer to that question. The direct action response kit has everything you need and nothing that you don't. Dark Angel removes the confusion no matter the situation. In combat or self-defense, Dark Angel Medical breaches the barrier and supplies what you need to get your teammate or loved one to the next level of medical care. To find a dealer near you, go to DarkAngelMedical.com. Dark Angel Medical. This is simplicity under stress.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
Paid non-attorney spokesperson, Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with principal office in Houston, Texas, is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24-7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937.
Attention backpackers, on a budget, why spend $80 to $300 to pump clean survival water? Introducing the Viva Water Pump Kit from Viva Outdoor Products. Super easy to use and super lightweight at only 6.5 ounces, the Viva Water Pump Kit provides high flow rate at 1 ounce per stroke, can be one hand pumped, and is dependable and affordable at only $24.99, filter not included. Get your Viva Water Pump Kit at viba-odp.com from Viva Outdoor Products.
Dangerous blood clot device alert. If you or a loved one had an IVC filter placed to prevent blood clots from traveling to your heart or lungs and suffered an injury, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. The FDA warns that IVC filters may cause serious complications, such as heart or lung damage, internal bleeding, and even death. These dangerous blood clot devices can break, and the metal fragments can travel to your heart or lungs, causing serious injuries. If you or a loved one suffered organ damage or other injuries from an IVC filter, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. Act now. Time is limited to file a claim. For a free consultation and free information, call Injury Help Desk at 800-478-1507. 800-478-1507. 800-478-1507.
This is an advertisement. Paid non-attorney spokesperson. InjuryHelpDesk.com is responsible for this advertisement. Principal Office, Las Vegas, Nevada.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and sling bows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
And welcome back. Coming to you live from the Frog Lube Performance Made in the USA studio, this is Lock and Load. The number to get in, 877-807-4048. This portion of the show is brought to you by Second Call Defense.
America, hear me. You only think that you've taken all the steps for self-defense? When you call law enforcement, then what? Next, you need to call Second Call Defense. Second Call Defense is there to ensure that you receive your deserved justice. A one-of-a-kind service designed to defend the armed citizen in America from being swept away by a skewed justice system. Complete your preparation today by going to secondcalldefense.org. Now, you are ready.
Check them out, secondcalldefense.org. He'll be with me tomorrow, Sean Maloney. So, going to the phones, Craig in Lancaster, Pennsylvania. Yes, sir, gunshot. It just says gunshot. What about gunshot?
Yeah, it's my favorite gun shop I like to go to. It's outside of Elizabethtown, Pennsylvania, and outside of Hershey, where they make all the candy. Real early Sunday morning, about 1:20, gun shop was robbed. When they broke the glass, it set off an alarm, which alerted the regional police to come and investigate. And these guys went and smashed glass displays to get at pistols and to get at rifles. But they're not saying what was stolen and how much was stolen. They did get some video surveillance on these two individuals, but they were all covered up, and they will be hard to identify. So this is another example of how guns get into the black market and then into the wrong hands.
Yeah. That's how they first enter. Most guns that are in the black market today that get used in crime, I think, have actually been in the black market for about 15 years. I don't even know how they're counted. I don't think we know how many are in the black market. So those are some new ones. Those are some new ones. Somebody must have wanted something new.
Well, there's two other gun shops in the area, and for some reason they decided to pick on Trop, but they didn't have the guts to do it during the day because all the salesmen, they carry firearms right on them. You walk in and you see them there open carry, and you don't want to mess around with them during the day.
I would imagine not. Do they have any leads besides the video they've got? I mean, have they?
They have video there, but the guys are all covered up, and it's going to be hard to identify who did it. And they're relying on individuals that may have been up at the time to call the regional police. And, of course, the FBI is going to be involved, and I assume the ATF also is going to be involved in this.
Yeah, the ATF will they'll come in, and it's worse, I think, when they get robbed than it is when they are just having their regular old periodical examination.
Mm-hmm.
Because they're going to have to figure out exactly which guns are stolen, which guns are on premise, and which guns got stolen. So every gun he's had in the past year that he has received that has not been sold, they're going to be looking for it.
So they have to go and do a inventory.
Yeah. Count. Yes. Yes, they will. So, having that happen is never going to, that's never a short ordeal. And I guess he probably needs to do that, too, in order to file an insurance claim, because I'm sure he's insured, because they're so heavily regulated that they have to be. So at least the gun seller doesn't lose anything, except he just now has to put up with all this crazy stuff.
It's a very, very big deal. I mean, do you think you'll have to go through the 4473s and...
Oh, yeah. Yes. They'll go through the 4473s, and then they will physically inventory every serial number they've got. Where this the thing about having your gun shop robbed, though, means that if you've been in between examinations, those spot checks they do, and you've lost track of a gun, that's the time to get robbed. And I wonder if they think about that when that happens, because if they've lost the reason that with Red Jacket Firearms, the reason that Will Hayden was never the owner of the shop was he didn't have the FFL. Joe Mo had the FFL because Will Hayden had lost track of guns at Red Jacket Firearms.
Well, it's also my understanding that that Joe Mo was also a teacher also, and he
yes.
quit that, and he did this SFL.
Yes, Joe is a very interesting young man. He is absolutely fascinated with building a gun, and he can't wait to figure out a way to build a gun and make it better. And at the NRA show, he showed me two suppressed shotguns. Which, you know,
I wonder how he did that.
The video is on. I'll put the video on the website. It's if it isn't already, I think it is. It's the top one on the website. If you would go to the homepage of the website and look at it, it's a little short video. It's two KSG shotguns, and they're very short and they're very suppressed.
Do you think it was worth, in his opinion, to quit the teaching job and go into the SFL?
Without a doubt. I mean, the gun industry is a $40 billion industry. It has gone up 158% under Obama. So, yeah, and especially for him because he's such an innovator. He's not somebody that is waiting to, like, people sell suppressors, but he sells suppressors in a different way, cheaper, and probably makes a lot of people angry the way he sells suppressors. So he's always looking for a way to do something that nobody else does, which is, when you have that kind of innovative capability, you're going to lead in a couple of categories. So, yeah, I would have to say it's probably worth him giving up the teaching job to become what he, you know, it's a, most people don't ever get to work their passion. He is passionate about how to build a gun. He just, when you talk to him, you can just tell that he just, this is what he enjoys, that engineering aspect of it. So go check out that video. You might find it's short. It's two shotguns that are suppressed, two KSG shotguns from Kel-Tec. Even the short one, which is only 13 inches long, the barrel is a 13-inch barrel, holds 11 rounds.
Is that classified as a SBR?
I don't know. I'm sure it's a two-stamp gun. I'm sure he probably has to get an SBR and a suppressor because the suppressor is part of it. But that's the second gun in the review. Go take a look at that. You might find that entertaining.
All right, well.
Thank you for the call.
Thank you.
Yes, sir. Yeah, gun. I've often wondered if the ATF ever looks at saying, well, was he having trouble keeping up with his inventory? Maybe this was one of them things where he lost track of guns and he decided to stage the robbery. We'll be right back.
Looking for an edge. Eliminating the faults. Creating a fusion between man and weapon. This is S3F Solutions. S3F ignores the naysayers, stepping out of the box and reimagining weapons modification with an approach that is altogether different. Paying special attention to the components that shape the shot, S3F smooths the space between each pull of the trigger, equaling more rounds down range in less time. S3FSolutions.com. In an imperfect world, accuracy matters.
Agency Arms, a 21st century company founded by professional weapon operators. Agency Arms takes your carrier weapon and performs a lethal transformation designed to enhance function and manipulation, civilian or professional. An Agency Arms gun is reimagined to a degree its designer could only dream about. The slide, frame, and trigger refined to a deadly edge. To order or find out more, go to agencyarms.com. Now it's out in the open. Agency Arms.
Welcome to the Brotherhood.
I'm Nick Soboleski, a SelectQuote agent with a true story that could save you hundreds of dollars a year. A woman named Linda just called. Her husband, Ray, has a $300,000 group life insurance policy, but is changing jobs and can't take it with him. Well, I impartially shopped the highly rated term life insurance companies we represent and found Ray, who is 41 and takes medication to control his cholesterol, a 10-year, $500,000 policy for under $26 a month. That's almost twice the coverage for less than half of what he had paid. If SelectQuote hasn't shopped for your life insurance, you're probably paying too much.
For your free quote, call 1-800-403-4885. That's 1-800-403-4885. 1-800-403-4885. Or go to SelectQuote.com. We shop, you save. Get full details on the example policy at SelectQuote.com/commercials. Your price can vary depending on your health issuing company and other factors. Not available in all states.
If you have sleep apnea and you're tired of dragging around your big, bulky home CPAP device wherever you travel, what I'm about to tell you may sound too good to be true. MiniCPAP.com now offers a portable device that's as small as a soda can and weighs less than a pound. Even better, you can try Transcend absolutely risk-free for a full 10 days. Call us now, 1-800-940-5473. Transcend is the world's first portable mini CPAP device. It gives you the freedom to sleep in total comfort anywhere you are. For even more freedom, you can add a battery that's as tiny as a deck of cards. Transcend is so small and so light you can fit it in your briefcase or purse to use anywhere you go. It's FAA compliant too, so you can even sleep comfortably while flying. It's true. You can enjoy the freedom to sleep comfortably anywhere, anytime you want. Call MiniCPAP.com now for your 10-day in-home trial. 1-800-940-5473. That's 1-800-940-5473.
This is a healthcare alert from the Pain Relief Hotline. If you, a family member, or a loved one suffers from knee, back, shoulder, or ankle pain and have Medicare as your primary insurance, we've got great news. You don't have to suffer any longer. You can immediately qualify for a pain-relieving brace at little or no cost to you by calling our 24/7 pain relief hotline at 866-389-0620. Delivery is free and all paperwork is handled for you. If you are on Medicare and have knee, back, shoulder, or ankle pain, don't wait. You can qualify to immediately receive a pain-relieving brace at little or no cost by calling our 24/7 pain hotline now at 866-389-0620. Our representatives are standing by 24/7 to take your call and rush you your pain-relieving brace at little or no cost to you. Shipping is free and all paperwork is handled for you. Just call 866-389-0620. That's 866-389-0620. Again, 866-389-0620.
All right. Welcome back. Coming to you live from the Frog Lube Performance Made in the USA studio. This is Lock and Load. Number to get in, 877-807-4048. This portion of the show is brought to you by Second Call Defense.
America, hear me. You only think that you've taken all the steps for self-defense? When you call law enforcement, then what? Next, you need to call Second Call Defense. Second Call Defense is there to ensure that you receive your deserved justice. A one-of-a-kind service designed to defend the armed citizen in America from being swept away by a skewed justice system. Complete your preparation today by going to secondcalldefense.org. Now, you are ready.
Check them out at secondcalldefense.org. Join them. Complete your self-defense toolkit. I saw this, and I don't know who this is, okay? I don't know who this is. They work for a gun belt company, and they decided to finally apply for their CCW permit. Now, don't get me wrong. There are lots of people that believe this or that about permits. I understand that. I get all of that. However, I'm law-abiding, so I have a permit. And, you know, amongst the people that I know, I'm not getting any.
Well, Bill, of course, you sold out. You put your name on the list. You're a sellout. You're not really a Second Amendment guy, because if you did, the Second Amendment should.
Second Amendment only states that the federal government shall make no laws to infringe upon the Second Amendment. That's it. That's the only reason it's there. Has nothing to do with the states. Should have everything to do with the states. Doesn't. But some of the reasons for not having the permit, though, are always, they're always, I'm curious about them. there's a lot of people just never get around to it. And I get that. Time gets in the way, time constraints and everything else. But here we have a story of a person that works at gunbelts.com. And he writes this in the dailycaller.com. Believe it or not, I didn't actually apply for my CCW permit until recently, despite working for a gun belt company. Writing this column and generally being, in my own little way, a gun rights advocate. I believe firmly in the Second Amendment, and that responsible citizens who can legally possess firearms shouldn't be barred from doing so or from carrying them. Now, the next part makes me believe that despite the fact for writing for the Daily Caller and for being in the gun industry, perhaps he hasn't looked around him lately because of certain statements he's going to make here. Ideally, no one should need a permit. I don't need a permit to speak freely, and there isn't a permit required to not be searched by police, and so on. These are inalienable rights. Permits have the habit of making rights into mere privileges. However, I accept that most states require a permit, including my home state of Washington. And yes, our beer really is better than yours, and you'll just have to live with it. Regardless of what I feel or think about permit laws, they are the law of the land, and I will abide by them until the laws change. Getting my concealed carry permit was one of those I'll get to it things. Granted, there were barriers. Washington State requires one to apply, be fingerprinted, and pay the fee in person. I had to do that. I have to be in the office on almost all days when I could apply, and at other times there were other things that were just more important. Besides, spending time in the police station cuts into my fishing time. However, my wife recently gave birth to our first child. Not that we live in a dangerous area, we don't, or that anything bad has happened recently to completely convince me that I really needed to be armed at all times. It hasn't. I know the odds that I'll ever have to engage in any kind of defensive gun use are very low. For instance, according to the FBI, only a few hundred acts of justifiable homicide by private citizens, meaning killing a criminal while said felonious person was committing a crime, occur per year. In 2012, only 310 such incidents occurred, and 40 fewer, 270 incidents occurred in 2011. Other types of defensive gun use, or DGO, DGU as it is often abbreviated, are more difficult to quantify. Studies on DGU vary in methodology and conclusion. Some sources assert somewhere between 2 and 3 million. Others find less than a tenth of those estimates. Thus, I can safely assume that the only living thing I'll be likely to pull a gun on or shoot anytime soon will be some grouse when the season opens. Any grouse thusly obtained will also be paired with a better beer than many other people's grouse will, because Washington, he's really hung up on this Washington beer thing. If I'm lucky, some turkeys and perhaps a deer will follow. That all said, after the birth occurred, I had some time away from the office, and while musing that maybe I should finally go apply for my permit one day, it dawned on me that now I have more people to look out for. What if that rare instance where I need to defend myself outside of the home occurs? What if it occurs when my wife, child, and any subsequent children, should they occur, or both, are with me? Again, the odds overwhelmingly are that I'll never really need one. But if I did, I don't know that I want to have to say I relied on the odds and that I wouldn't need one after the fact. Carrying a gun is really a type of insurance policy. Common platitudes like better to be judged by 12 than carried by 6 or better to have it than not need it and need it and not have it mean basically the exact same thing. I definitely agree, which spurred me to finally apply for my CCW permit. It honestly wasn't that bad. I filled out a couple of forms, paid the fee, and had my prints taken. Since police use digital fingerprinting these days, I didn't even have to deal with any ink on my hands. Washington State doesn't have a training requirement, and even if there was one, I likely wouldn't have to worry because I've taken hunter safety, which satisfies many states' training requirement for the permit. I was out the door in less than 40 minutes and received the permit in less than 30 days. I suppose the next step is shopping for a carry gun and a holster. I do know where I can find a decent gun belt. Interesting mindset coming from this guy that's a writer for the Daily Caller. Once again, and look, I know that here's the thing about these surveys. If there was one survey that claimed 3 million or 2.5 million or 5,000 or 5.2 or whatever it was, okay, I would think that one survey is suspect. But when you've got people as varied as Kleck, Blatt, and Gaius coming down with about the same sort of figures from different approaches with, you know, using methodologies that are going to vary, and the methodology is looked at by other people, even, you know, other statisticians that look at it and say, I can't fault the way he put this together. That's the thing about these surveys. You've got to look at how they put it together for it to be any good. When, John Hopkins Institute or Bloomberg Medicine or whatever they call themselves, they figured out that nobody knows that. So they get out there and say, having a gun in the house means you'll die before you're 60. Having a gun in the house means, men, that you're going to get, that testicular cancer. Oh, that's going to hurt a lot, isn't it? Having a gun in the house means you're 59 times more likely to shoot yourself while using the restroom, you know. All kinds of junk that nobody's going to check. And then that will make the sequence, it'll get into the circulation, just like the 90% figure and the 40% figure and all the other figures that are out there. But it's all about the methodology in these studies. And when a supposed gun guy gets out there and says, well, you know, the odds, see, look, you're not playing the odds. If I was playing the odds, I wouldn't carry a gun. I'm not playing the odds. I have a spare tire in my car, too. What are the odds of you having a flat? Well, within the last 4 years, I've had 4 flats. 1 a year. I carry a trauma kit in each one of the 2 cars. I carry a trauma kit in both cars, 1 in each. And this is the kind of, you know, these are Dark Angel kits, and I've never had to use one of them. I carry them religiously. I have MREs in both cars. And everywhere I go, I am armed to the roof of my mouth, to the teeth. And I'm going to keep doing that because I'm not playing the odds, and neither should anybody who's willing to defend themselves. We'll be right back.
Water is the single most important thing your body needs, so you want to be sure it's the best for you and your family. Since 2005, thousands have depended on Berkey Purified Water. The Berkey guy provides the lowest priced filtration systems in every size. For incredibly delicious water now and in an emergency, get to GoBerkey.com or call 877-886-3653. 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com.
Are you worried about your mom or dad living alone in their house? Hi, I'm Joan London. Listen, I know how difficult it is to find senior care for someone you love. That's why I recommend a free service called A Place for Mom. They are the nation's largest senior living referral service. Call A Place for Mom today.
To receive free information on senior living communities in your area, call A Place for Mom at 1-800-704-6182.
A Place for Mom offers free one-on-one advice from local advisors and a personalized list of senior living communities you can visit. If you have questions about senior care for your mom or dad, there's a place for answers, A Place for Mom.
Call A Place for Mom in the next 10 minutes to get your free ebook on financing senior care as well as free information on senior living communities in your area. Call 1-800-704-6182. That's 1-800-704-6182.
Has your body ever gone low blood sugar, feeling weak, shaky, knowing you better eat something fast? We all know high blood sugar can lead to many metabolic problems. At GCNteam.com, we have a healthy blood sugar pack, focusing on the structure and function of stable blood sugar. Find us at GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. Nothing feels worse than unstable blood sugar. Call 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
Are your Google search results killing you?
Unflattering content in blogs, news articles, online reviews, social media, or other sources can jeopardize your reputation, your business, and your livelihood. Let Reputation.com help. Our patented technology will make the truth about you more visible while pushing down unwanted negative content. Improve your Google search results. Call Reputation.com at 1-800-831-0771 for a free consultation. That's 800-831-0771.
Dangerous blood clot device alert. If you or a loved one had an IVC filter placed to prevent blood clots from traveling to your heart or lungs and suffered an injury, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. The FDA warns that IVC filters may cause serious complications, such as heart or lung damage, internal bleeding, and even death. These dangerous blood clot devices can break, and the metal fragments can travel to your heart or lungs, causing serious injuries. If you or a loved one suffered organ damage or other injuries from an IVC filter, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. Act now. Time is limited to file a claim. For a free consultation and free information, call Injury Help Desk at 800-478-1507. 800-478-1507. 800-478-1507.
This is an advertisement. Paid non-attorney spokesperson. InjuryHelpDesk.com is responsible for this advertisement. Principal office, Las Vegas, Nevada.
There is an affordable alternative to the high cost of healthcare that offers freedom from insurance while providing compliance with the Obamacare mandate. Imagine having access to quality, affordable healthcare that allows you the freedom to choose your doctor and hospital. Members can share up to 100% of necessary medical expenses, including alternative treatments. Find out how you and your family can contain healthcare costs without giving up your freedom. Go to libertyoncall.org. That's libertyoncall.org.
All right, welcome back. Coming to you live from the Frog Lube Performance Made in the USA studio. This is Lock and Load. The number to get in, 877-807-4048. I hate it when like a message comes in and I've got everything. I try to keep everything silenced, but it still pops in and it distracts me. And then I pause and then I feel like a fool. Ah, the rigors of live radio. This portion of the show is brought to you by Second Call Defense.
America, hear me. You only think that you've taken all the steps for self-defense? When you call law enforcement, then what? Next, you need to call Second Call Defense. Second Call Defense is there to ensure that you receive your deserved justice. A one-of-a-kind service designed to defend the armed citizen in America from being swept away by a skewed justice system. Complete your preparation today by going to secondcalldefense.org. Now, you are ready.
Check them out at Second Call Defense. We'll be joined, should be joined by Sean Maloney, who I think is still trying to catch up to started piling up on him at the NRA convention. Secondcalldefense.org. According to Judicial Watch, they put a report together from internal documents recovered from the ATF about Operation Fast and Furious through a Freedom of Information Act request. The FOIA documents contain a spreadsheet that reveals details about firearms recovered through the operation from December 2012 to February 2016. Details include date sold, date recovered, location of incident in Mexico, and type and caliber. Redacted from the spreadsheet are name of buyer, serial number, and trace data. For the report, they cross-referenced details with published news reports and were able to deduce incidents in which Fast and Furious guns were likely used. They came up and have possibly connected these guns to 69 killings. 69. They include January 29, 2013, 7.62mm rifles seized in Postoti Pacquiao. Jalisco is reportedly related to the assassination of the town police chief Luis Lucio Astorga and his bodyguard. June 30th, 2014, one 7.62mm rifle recovered in Tlatlaya, Estado de Mexico. This was the reported date and location of a shootout in which 22 people were killed. May 22nd, 2015, these all being AK pattern rifles. Two 7.62-millimeter rifles were recovered from the site of a massive shootout in Rancho El Sol, Michoacan, that left one Mexican federal police officer and 42 suspected cartel members dead. August 7th, 2015, one 7.62-millimeter rifle were among five firearms reported as recovered from an abandoned stolen vehicle in which three dead shooting victims were found in Parral, Chihuahua. Further increasing the probability, 20 of the entries in the spreadsheet were identified as being involved in violent recoveries, including meaning mass killings. According to the organization, the total number of guns recovered are 94, though one entry is listed as a duplicate. They also tied a firearm to the high-profile case involving a recently captured Sinaloa cartel boss on January 11th this year. Authorities recovered a 50-caliber rifle seized from Joaquin Chapo Guzman's hideout in Los Mochis, Sinaloa, where he was re-arrested. Fast and Furious launched in 2009 and ended in 2011 after details of the strategy were made public. Repeated plans under the previous administration from 2006-2008, which was Operation Wide Receiver, which was primarily Mike Detty, who they used almost exclusively and then left him out to dry. The operation entailed allowing cartel members to buy weapons through straw men that would be monitored and lead to arrests. Of course, that was just the subterfuge. They never followed anybody. They never followed anybody. Now, I led with the Katie Couric thing because that was a breaking thing as we were coming to airtime, so I just threw it up there at the front. Prior to that, though, prior to this one, on May 27th, she had already responded 4 days before about this edit. The criticism was getting to her because, you know, look at that little impish face, that disingenuous smile, those vacuous eyes that have no soul behind them. You see, she was upset that the edit had received negative attention, and she was upset there were even calls for the Yahoo News anchor's firing, according to a report from The Wrap. Somebody the publication described as having knowledge of her thinking blamed director Stephanie Sostek for the edit. Source said it was Sostek who decided to remove the original answer given to Couric by gun rights advocates and replace it with silent B-roll from a different part of the interview. Isn't that sort of damning right there? I mean, that's what a producer of Grey's Anatomy would do. That's what a producer of some fictional show, of Doctor Who or whatever show you want to think of that's been out there, that's what they do. They change the shots and they alter where the shots fall, or they take the shots out altogether. And hence we have deleted scenes for everybody to look at. And everybody's like, well, why was that deleted? That was good. But, you know, you do that in works of fiction. If you ask an answer and you edit that reply to make it seem, which what they did, they got an answer, and what they did was they edited that part out and made it seem like nobody said anything. This was, of course, to give dramatic pause and make people ponder what the world would be like without background checks, or as some people like to say, 1992 and 93 and 94 and every year before that, which I remember. I remember that. I remember just having to walk in and fill out the form 4473, and walking out with a gun. I remember that quite well. Now, what they called this, though, was an unnecessary mistake. They said it was a mistake, but it was not a substantive one. They said it did not represent editing someone's sentences. There was no factual error. This is not a mistake that is a substantive mistake. It could have been avoided. This was a poor decision that was made, and it involved silence. It did change the answer, you stupid morons. You disingenuous idiots. It did change the answer. You made it seem like they didn't have an answer about what if there was a world with no background checks? Which they did have an answer. Immediately they had an answer. And instead of them, you know, if you had filmed them answering and then dropped the audio out of it, okay, maybe that flies. But you filmed them looking around and looking down and looking pensive when they were just sitting around waiting. And that changed the outcome of the imagery. That's like erasing something off of the storyboard. They erased something off the storyboard after the story was written. And why they, you know, they could have done that with John Lott's interview. I'm sure they could have creatively edited that one. But they interviewed him for 4 hours, so that means that somebody has to go through this for 4 hours, pay very rapt attention to what's going on. I mean, when I edited Ted Nugent's interview, which was 26 minutes, that was some time-consuming stuff. So, you know, they're out there with an agenda. They don't like guns. And this is what they said 4 days ago. It was an unnecessary mistake that did not change facts, but it did change facts. The raw video was out there. They should have known this was going to happen. They've been bombarded on all sides. The Daily Beast has been beating them up over it. In a just world, okay? This is journalistic malfeasance. I can, you know, it is one thing to get out there and use a bunch of talking points that I can debunk. And when you're out there quoting somebody else that said it, this, you know, they're the ones that have made it up, and they're the ones that get to deal with that as it's going along. But when you're out there creating a false narrative, and when you purposely ask a question because of the impact you're going to generate by shooting that B-roll, which is what they call it, that's secondary filming, and putting that up there as if that's the answer, that's malfeasance. This is as bad as the exploding Chevrolet truck. I mean, this is as bad as the Dan Rather stuff with George W. This is all the stuff that these guys make up based upon some agenda. This is not news. This is not documentary. This is editorial. You're allowed to do editorial, but you're not allowed to call it anything but editorial. And if you don't, call it something else. Well, that's malfeasance. Third hour coming up. We'll be right back.
America, hear me. You only think that you've taken all the steps for self-defense? When you call law enforcement, then what? Next, you need to call Second Call Defense. Second Call Defense is there to ensure that you receive your deserved justice. A one-of-a-kind service designed to defend the armed citizen in America from being swept away by a skewed justice system. Complete your preparation today by going to secondcalldefense.org. Now, you are ready. 27,000 square feet, 50 million rounds on hand, outrageous depth of selection. This is Ammunition Depot. Ammunition Depot is the one place to go for all of your ammunition wants and desires. And there's something always on sale. Whether self-defense or training, Ammunition Depot will astound you with both price and selection. You don't have to take my word for it. Go to ammunitiondepot.com. Ammunition Depot, when it really matters, lead is worth more than gold.
This is an alert. If your business or church is building this year, you're about to pay more than you should. This could mean thousands of dollars more for your office, retail space, church, or warehouse. A General Steel building can save you as much as half the cost and time of similar conventional construction. And we're offering rebates of up to $20,000 to help you build today. Call General Steel for free information that could save you thousands. Call 866-91-STEEL.
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 So you've got to take a state construction license exam or certification. Can't decide on what books or what chapters to study? Discover right now how you can eliminate unnecessary books and wasted study time. At ContractorExam.com, our study materials zero in on state-required test topics in an effective, multiple-choice format. So whether you're a plumber, electrician, general contractor, or other construction-related trade, ContractorExam.com will help get you prepared. Visit us at www.ContractorExam.com today.